cup, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Adams is on. And we are on. We're here, hour number two of today's program, Memorial Day weekend. And we are going to go right back to the telephone. We have Terry in Texas up now and Dr. K with me. Hello, Terry. Oh, I see that. Yeah, Terry, whatever happened? You couldn't hang on. Okay, you can call back. Charles in California is next. Hello, Charles.
Yeah, you got me?
Yes, you got you. You're on, Charles.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to make a comment that I think Saturday is the only day you hear the truth about these shootings in RVN, because once Monday comes around, Mike Rivero talks about these people are on drugs, and John Statmiller says the same thing. And Farron, he's on board with this fake shooting stuff. But the rest of the week, you know, it seems like the whole network's on board with the official story. You got any comments on that?
I don't know, because I haven't heard that. What specifically are you saying? What's the official narrative now? That you're talking about the psychotropic drugs?
Yeah, RBN is pushing psychotropic drugs as the reason these shooters are doing all this damage.
The MK Ultra program.
You got Statmiller saying it. And then you got Oliver North, who said guns don't kill people, Ritalin kills people. So
he's not entirely wrong on that.
Well, Ritalin kills them in a different way. Not too many shootings have been. But I must say that I suppose when you go back to Columbine, you can find some of this type of thing. But everything in this since about 2007 has been a staged hoax,
Say one more thing, and I'll get off the air. They use the drug excuse to make something that's so preposterous seem possible. And thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah. Well. You know, I mean, there's a little bit of truth in everything. The going back in time, you know, we know that the CIA has used the MK Ultra program. We know they've drugged people. They have psychoticized people, if you will, and they've made them into robots. They've destroyed their minds. I mean, they've been doing it for a long time. However, in these cases today, I don't see that. I just don't see where the drugs are being used in virtually all of these cases. I see.
Why would a druggie want to shoot anybody anyway? There's so many staged shootings, it takes the incentive away for recognition, and you just don't see it anymore,
Yeah, that's true. But the ironic thing about it, in almost all of these cases, those named shooters have had some contact with the Marines, with the U.S. Army, with military, with Israel, with the Iraq War, the police, in the case of David Hogg, the FBI. So, you know, they're all part of this governmental malaise that exists
in
this country.
How about Thomas Reed, or whatever his name was, the shoe bomber? He had flown to Tel Aviv 2 weeks before.
Yeah, that was Richard Reed.
Richard Reed, the Israeli. And then, of course, you had that other one from Nigeria, that fake underwear bomber. So, you know, we're talking about, I mean, 911, of course, that in order to get that achieved, they wanted rid of the building, so they couldn't just stage it on TV. They had to blow them up. But you needed that kind of drama to move the American military quickly. But the American military was already there, just kind of finalized it, I guess. Anyway, the caller has a point that these are staged.
Well, I don't doubt it at all. I mean, there's no question that the logic is not there. You cannot possibly imagine a scenario in which somebody could walk in with a purported long gun, a shotgun, an AR-14, a Bushmaster, whatever it may be, and to be able to walk into any school building and just start shooting up the place. It just cannot happen. And that is where the action is.
Right, and you'd have to have a picture of the walls where some of the bullets missed or shotgun and smash and glass. And
none of that.
You
know,
you've got to have a little some blood tissue. So how about the guy that took a bullet into his occiput and survived? I'm not sure how that could happen.
Uh-huh.
I'm just speaking as a doctor.
Strange things do happen, I suppose. And like I said, the miracle of this young person now, who's allegedly recovering just fine, this Joanna from the Mandalay Bay concert, is just an amazing success story. Even the doctor said they're amazed at how rapid her success has been and how she's being healed. So almost divinely.
Well, think about, my friend, the degree of false witness. You have to have the hospitals on board, and then you have to have the doctors and the ER and the nurses.
Right. But we've had that. We've had that, and particularly in my area, where I can verify that in the Boston Marathon bombing drill, you had the Bethel Hospital. That's where all of them were taken. To Bethel in Boston. You had Spalding Institute, which did the work for rehab and so forth. You had doctors that were involved, tied right in to the Mossad plan. It was a deliberate plot. No question that they were all key actors.
You have to have the police department, the police chief on board, then you have
which
to
they
have
did.
The FBI,
they did.
The ATF.
Right. You had Bill Davis, who was the in charge of the Joint Task Force on Terrorism. And then you had Bill Evans, who was the latest one who was involved. And you had the Boston FBI, which was, as you know, cited in these mafia cases going back to Whitey Bulger as being basically a murder-for-hire office, the FBI in Boston. It was terrible. And they sent one agent to jail, and the others got away with it. All they did was had a fall guy. I mean, they actually had one mobster killing another, and they had rival gangs engaged in acts of murder. So you cannot trust the FBI. You cannot trust any of Intel. You cannot trust anybody in this government whatsoever.
No,
and most of all, you can't even trust the police now. Your local police are being trained for these false flag attacks, these fake massacres, these first responder situations, and all of these active shooters. I mean,
were trained straight in Tel Aviv. This was a big deal for the last 10 years. They were hauling the police chief for a free visit.
Oh, absolutely. You're right.
What taxpayer paid, and
So, no, you're right, Dr.
This is a fake, this whole inane Santa Fe hoax. I don't care how many wax dummies they put in caskets. They've done it before. Remember that one guy, the woman was moving his stethoscope. It was supposed to have been somebody who wanted to go into health, and he was dead. And the relative was taking the stethoscope they had around his neck and was moving it around and playing with it while the guy's in the casket. You know nobody would do that. Come on.
That's
what
pathetic.
A joke.
The acting has been so poor. I have seen acting in some of these latest horror movies that are online that they can't even sell to a studio to get somebody to pay to see. I mean, the acting is atrocious. All right, let's go back to the phone. 1-800-313-9443. Andy in Texas, you're up on the program.
Well, hey, thanks, gentlemen. Hey, you're doing a fantastic job of getting some really good people on your show, and I really appreciate that. I totally agree with everything that you guys are talking about. The one thing I want to say is that the mainstream media, they think they're carrying a narrative, and thanks to word of mouth and people, you know, a word of mouth about shows like this, we're getting people to listen to more and more of this, and their narrative is being taken away. But they still continue to do it, knowing their narrative's been taken away. You look at CNN's ratings, they're down big time. I think their biggest show is get 300,000 people watching it now. I mean, and they still think they're carrying the narrative, so... we really got a serious problem in this country. These people are, I guess you could call it balls to the wall here, because they don't care if we believe the narrative or not. They just keep pushing forward with this.
Right. That's absolutely true.
That is
and
correct.
Not only
even
that.
Now this so-called lawsuit against somebody, info whatever.
I like Joe.
Yeah. I mean,
it's Lenny Posner again, our good friend.
Yeah, there
Lenny,
you go.
Whatever.
At all, you know, I think it's kind of a fake lawsuit, to be honest with you, because, I mean, he's part of it. What's the difference? So,
well, we brought that up about a month or so ago and brought out the irony of it. That is you know, this is one of those take it or leave it scenarios where, you know, you could just imagine the outcome. And the outcome would be, if indeed it is the outcome we think it will be to discredit further the alternative media. And that's
well,
what
they're
exactly
doing that already with the just the fact that they claim a suit. But
well,
I mean,
well,
I don't.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, what's odd here is that immediately after Donald Trump was elected, everything changed for AJ. Everything changed. His entire format, he's got more money than he ever had. And you want to think that it's because people were woken up and they're believing in him. But when I listen to his show, I hear a ginormous infomercial. He's only worried about selling his products. He's not worried about getting out the news. I mean, yesterday he had that 35-year-old guy who got kicked out of his mom's house and they evicted him and stuff. I thought, this is not newsworthy. I mean, how many people are living in there? I mean, he even offered him a job, gave him $3,000, in fact.
Let me tell you something interesting. I was on the Bill Beauchere show. I used to do that regularly, WLW, and back in the day when radio was powerful. And this was just after 9/11. I had heard about a guy by the name of Alex Jones. The host says, hey, you know, this guy Alex Jones wants half of the time that you've got here, and I think it'd be interesting to interview him. Can we just do a half hour, then I'll move on? I said, you know what? I think I've heard of him. I think we're probably all doing the same thing, and put him on, and I'll tell him. So I said, you know, go ahead. You take the. Well, I'm just a little guy, and I'm just trying to sell my DVD on 911. I said, okay, you go ahead. You take the half hour. And by the way, why don't we sometime maybe get together? Click. He hung up on me. He was a psyop before he was a psyop.
Well, what's really funny. What's really funny is that he's backtracking on a lot of his stories now because he claims that he's worried about being sued all the time. And it's like, look, if you're telling the truth, you're telling the truth. We know nobody was killed at Sandy Hook. It wasn't even an operative school. We know there's many questions about this Santa Fe shooting. This guy killed 10 people, injured 10 more. He was using a shotgun and a revolver. Now they came out because that sounded too unreal. They came out and said, well, some of the kids may have been caught in the crossfire from the police officers. Well, they could shoot innocent bystanders, but they couldn't get the shooter. I mean, none of this makes
sense. Well, they
never
have yet. They always shoot themselves in the head, or they so-called capture them.
Or they stand down completely and let it all happen.
Yeah, but, you know, No Disinfo lost almost every one of its posts on Sandy Hook. Constantly, old Lenny Posner was taking the site down, constant.
Mm-hmm.
And so those posts are not even on the site anymore, except the one on Adam Lanza Photoshop. I don't know what to tell you.
You didn't retrieve them, Dr. K.
I have some of them. They have to be reworked to get his name out of there so that he doesn't come back and shut the site down, which makes no sense. Why have it shut down?
Well, I think he's going to wind up being shut down one of these days.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I believe you had Jim Fetzer on last week, and the one thing I brought up when I called him last week was that the one thing that's missing is the bodies, the medevacs, the ambulances. Right. Sure, they might have some sitting around the area, but they're not leaving. They're not going anywhere. And we've never seen a body bag from any of these shootings.
Right.
No, the moulage is getting...
That makes it curious in itself.
Well, that's right. There weren't any deaths. So the moulage, of course, is so easy to diagnose that we're seeing less and less of the fake blood. They did, you know, real goods back in the day with the Boston bombing. We saw those FBI guys that had the Ziploc bags of fake blood in their back pocket. We haven't seen a lot of Ziploc bags these days.
And a lot of people that were already amputees that were there claiming they just got their legs blown off.
Yes, they wanted to get the devices and the money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is all a gun grab. Hey, gentlemen, you're doing a fine job. Appreciate you having... Hey, Mr. Adams, you're doing a fantastic job. Keep up the good work.
Oh, we try. Thank you, Andy. And people like you are certainly making the difference. Thank you. All right. And we take another call, 800-313-9443. Gun control is the key. Dianne Feinstein said, this was when we had the Sandy Hook hoax. She said, give us 5 to 6 years and we will be able to succeed in taking guns away and making law-abiding people into criminals in America. Now, how did she know that? How was she able to foretell?
She was privy to the meetings of the Mossad and the Shin Bet, probably right there in the in her little world.
And her and Bloomberg and Levin and Schumer and a whole host of others. They
the Jew
know
is the enemy. The Jew is the enemy of the humankind.
God said that seed line is definitely a seed line that will have to be eliminated, and he does say that in Isaiah. The people of my cursed judgment. So,
just think of the money that they got from the federal government for all these holo-hoax museums.
Well, and on top of that, Dr. Cater, sue and set up funds and set up pledge drives in Boston. You know, we saw that with all of these characters that came about and set up the fund for Boston Strong was a good example of what they came up with, you know. And people were wearing these T-shirts, and they're still wearing some of them, and they're buying these lapels, and they're donating to this fraud. And well-intentioned people that don't think. They just don't think.
American people bamboozled Goya, putting money out of their wallet to these hoaxes. I've tried my best to publish on this, but you know, as you look at the GoMe Fund and you see people $100, $50, $5, $20, $200, and you think, oh my God, is there some way you could find out you've been defrauded? You know, it's just.
Well, no, but the KnowDisinfo.com is really a great resource, and you still get a lot of feedback. Some of it not so complimentary, and that's wonderful too. It shows the enemies out there. But you're effective, and the problem is you have to earn a living, and you have to run some
posts. I haven't had time to, but I've got a couple of powerful posts in the works. I've got this post demonstrating the gay, lesbian, feminist Israeli plot to be able to undermine men, because a lesbian just has a hatred for the male, a very big hatred. And so they would love to set up an entertainer or someone else with false, even they would get close to the man so that then they could accuse him. If there was money to be made, they would do it. If they could get money secretly, like, okay, would you set this actor up or would you set this person up? And you go to the gay person and you give him $50,000 or $20,000. And they go, and then they get close to him, and they could say, oh, he molested me, you see. Mm-hmm. I know it's happening right as I speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the manifesto, the humanist manifesto. It's been their bailiwick for 40 years, Dr. K, since the 80s and the 70s.
And I have proof of it. I have proof of the hypocrisy of Lisa Bloom. She was supporting Weinstein while she was attacking and saying this one and that one or Cosby or whoever. They're bad, they're evil, they're wicked, let's go get them, we're woman's right. And meanwhile, she was saying, well, Weinstein, he feels bad, and I'm just here to help him get his apologies out, and then he's going to he's a dinosaur, but he's going to redo his dinosaur horns. So while she's doing that, she's on the team of Andrea Constant, the lesbian, to attack the other actor.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have it both ways?
Well, you know, I'm going to go back to Terry in Texas in a moment. He's back. But you know what? What you touch on is very true when you say attack the male figure. The family in America is just about destroyed, and they have to finally drive that nail in that coffin. And this is what they do. Gay alliance is the most insidious thing that has ever come about. We saw that in the 70s. We saw it in the 80s. I saw it with the gay rights movement. I saw it with all of these things, and I'm still seeing it. Now it's reaching bottom. All right, we'll take that break. Come right back to you and you and you, Rick Adams and Dr. K.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And here we are. We're back again, ladies and gentlemen. I think we have Terry from Texas back up. Hello, Terry. Is that you?
It's me, Rick. I accidentally hung up on you.
What happened? Anyway, you're back.
Okay, the only thing left amongst all the things you've said, and you know where we're at in this, the only thing left in this whole deal is to put ribbons on the package. That's the only thing that's left.
Yeah.
And, you know, the homosexuality you both mentioned, that just drives me crazy. I'm here at Starbucks. A guy walks in. He's got a cap on. And it's got the logo above it, like the Honda logo for the motorcycles. Looks like a wing, the wing of Nike. And where Honda was supposed to be, he's got in big bold letters, homo. Right in your face.
Yep.
And the debauchery that goes with it, that they've also brought in with this, the whole thing of adopting kids in marriage. To bring it down to the just base it to right to the sewer. And with this, as you know, Rick, the agenda and Dr. K, that they underpinned all of this, they're so devious to underpin all this, backing this all up with the racism, the diversity, the hate, and the bullying, so that you couldn't lift a finger against it because you would be accused of any one of those or all of those.
They underpin
that with that. And then two other points. You know, everything is sewed up. So I got this website, and it's been taken to Yahoo, got taken over by a company called Oath. They want you to go ahead and agree to the new terms of privacy and terms of use policy. And I was reading through the whole thing, and the more I read through it, the more rage I felt as that, you know, the way they've changed the wording, okay, they agreed to analyze, they have the right to analyze all of your content, all of it, which means it's code word for steal. And they can store all the stuff in off sites that are, have no privacy whatsoever. Of course, you probably know where it's all being stored. And I was talking this with about this with Joe Church, and there's no way to, you can't opt out of the system, no matter what you do.
No, you're stuck in it. You're right. I've been going through that with Cox, which is terribly corrupt. And I talked to some people at level two, and they're technical, and they've stolen. They've actually removed a whole section of my emails. And you know who's doing it? It's private vendors. Bingo. You know who the private vendors are? They don't, but I do. We're dealing with, again, I mentioned the city of Jerusalem and the high-tech nature of the Silicon Valley East. This is how they do it. They control these companies. They bypass NSA because they own it. It doesn't matter. Congress has no say in anything to do with privacy. You're right. Absolutely right, Terry.
And then, follow this all up. I was going through some notes. I was cleaning out all my old files and all my old banker boxes, and I was realizing I called you 8 years ago talking about, I'd mentioned this to you before, about the quotes of Lenin. And I went back and revisited them today, thinking you could do, Rick, a whole show on the quotes of Lenin. It's an exact snapshot of where we're at today. About one man with one gun could control one with 100. Give me your child, I'm paraphrasing, 8 years and it'll be a Bolshevik forever. Socialism is communism. I mean, all these quotes, we're here right now. We're in the middle of it.
Right. I got that. Yes, you're right. We could do a whole probably series of shows on that, but you're right. We're at the end of that plan, and this is the 100-year plan. This is 101 years now of Bolshevism, and we're at the finish line now. They determined that they intend to do exactly what they set out to do a century ago.
Well, can there be no doubt that all of these staged shootings are aimed at changing the laws of the land, creating, you know, corrupting whatever legitimate rights the people might have for self-protection and to be able to resist tyranny. I mean, some people will say it's not all about guns. I understand that, but certainly if they could have, they would have changed all the state legislation to make it very difficult to get whatever gun you wanted to get or whatever, or ammo or clips or what have you.
Give me 4 years to teach the children the seed I have sown will never be uprooted. That's where we're at. And then that one, he's got so many great ones. Not great. They're actually evil. I'm paraphrasing. The way to debase capitalism or a society is to grind them between the two millstones of taxation and debasement of currency. That's where we're at.
There you go.
And that's all Judaism, by the way. That's Talmudism into a nutshell. That's what it amounts to. You're right. Thank you, Terry.
Rick, you're one of the few people of anywhere out there, the whole panoply of talking heads and idiots that's talking about this. You're the only one I know. Only one.
Well, I don't know. It's a shame. It is a shame. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Let's take a call from, I believe it's Mike in Colorado now. Mike, you're on the program. Rick Adams on Censor.
Well, thanks for taking my call. You guys are doing a great job today. And since you were on topic, I was reading a Zero Hedge article. Let me read you two quick sentences. Mm-hmm. The controversial new bill set to go before Israel's Ministerial Committee for Legislation in the Knesset on Sunday would ban taking videos or photos of Israeli soldiers in the process of arresting or subduing Palestinians.
Mm-hmm. All right, hang on. We've got a break. Okay. Can you just hang on? All right, we'll come right back, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back again, folks. Don't forget Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's program in the UK, and you can listen to it throughout the week at www.andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. We also have a new video up this week on YouTube, 70 Years of Terror, the Fig Tree Generation. Look at it, folks. It's up. Okay, and we're back with Mike now. Mike, you bring up some good points. Continue, please.
What the bill goes on to say, anyone who shoots a video, photo, or records soldiers while they're doing their job with the aim of disturbing the morale of soldiers and citizens will be sentenced to 5 years imprisonment.
Yeah, right. They'll be shot on the spot.
Well, true story. And what disturbed me about it was it also says the bill prohibits the sharing of photographs or recorded content on social media or in the media. So if you couple that with the new EU rules that went in on the 25th and all the new terms of agreement, they could be coming over to this country saying, you owe us 5 years for sharing this video.
Yeah, you're sharing something that is illegal, and this is anti-Semitism. Now, they have a new enforcement of anti-Semitic laws, they call them. So if anybody so much as publishes anything against Israel and against that state of terror, now you could all be hauled before an international tribunal.
Yeah, all scare tactics by these
cowards. They're cowards, Dr. K. They hide behind children. They hide behind helicopters. You know, they hide behind guns. They will not go and fight a ground war. They're frightened little children themselves. Well,
you see them on the mound. They're on that mound, and they've got their sniping, which we paid for, and they're just shooting whoever they decide to shoot.
Right.
You see it?
Right. That's the enemy. The enemy of all humanity, as you've said, the demon seeders. Mike, you bring forth a very good point, and they have just rejected an appeal to their so-called Israeli Supreme Court that would indeed bypass all of that and allow for a use of non-lethal ammunition in these weapons. And the Supreme Court says, no, use the lethal because you have to defend yourselves, as Thomas Friedman and Alan Dershowitz would say, and maybe even Weinstein might say it now, too.
Well, if Dershowitz is going to hit you guys, just make sure that he keeps his... Okay, thank you. Yeah,
thank you. You know, Mr. Weinstein, his defense will be he was defending himself against one of these bawdy broads who set him up, and being a poor little tiny innocent defenseless Jewish man, he was cornered. He had no alternative but to defend himself. That's why he unzipped.
But at least Dershowitz said he kept his underwear on. I don't know.
That's right. Let's see. Now, Mr. Weinstein say, I unzipped because I was my only defense. I thought it was a revolver in there. Oh, gosh. You know, we're not dealing with people now. We're dealing with supernatural entities, folks. And I think that's the message, Dr. K.
Well, Hollywood, whatever you want to call it, has gotten away with smut and, you know, and just porn and every kind of thing. And I mean, how did people get there? Remember, Sly Stallone started out as a porn actor, and so many of them started out in the gutter. So, I mean, if you wanted to dig, you'd have to dig up and bury the whole, you know, all of Los Angeles. The whole thing would go into the sewer. There is some benefit to awareness, but if it's done without agenda, the problem we have, and I'll be publishing it, is that behind the scenes, you have the Zionist clique with that feminist Rockefeller plot all rebooted all over again.
You know, you're not off the mark here. I mean, I can say that over the years, my research has brought forth that plethora of organizations that fronted for the mob, and it was the Secus. You remember the sex education industry in the schools?
Yes, of course. The Gloria Steinem, the Women's Lib, the whole thing.
Yep. You're right. Yeah, Eleanor Shlemiel and that whole group. You know, the group of people do it.
They destroyed the entire possibility of God's name in school or prayer or any kind of moral compass on the basis of, like you said, the blatant sex education. We have to, and it didn't help sexual excesses to have the education because it wasn't done with a proper platform.
Well,
it was
the
done
great
with
things.
their goal of undermining, like you said, a solid family unit, which is an enemy to their...
That's the goal. That is the Saul Alinsky, Karl Marx, Frederick Engels, Lenin model. Destroy the family unit. And that is why your research will, I think, probably unearth some new ground here.
Yeah, I'll publish, hopefully, good. God willing, tomorrow, this couple of posts on No Disinfo showing the Jew feminist connection to the attack, particularly on Mr. Cosby. Was one of interesting, and I understand what happened because I had some actors who were patients of mine, and they told me about the wild and woolly times because some of them were sick, and we were trying to find out why they had so much sickness in their bodies.
and understood that it's there's a benefit for at least an awareness of sexual abuse. But when it's done this way, where there's a secret agenda that's going to cause damage to the society, that's what I'm opposed to. I'm not opposed to, but that's what we'll publish on.
Amen. Right. Well, that's good. Now, Dr. K, if anybody wants to email you any information along those lines or anything else.
Yeah, if they have any links, they can send, maybe they can just send it to you easy enough. You forward it. Could that work? Or
I'd be happy to do that. Send it to me, rick458@cox.net. Once again, it has been an excellent pleasure bringing you back, and we need to do this more often, Dr. K. Thank you. God bless.
You betcha. Nice to talk to you.
All right. Excellent. Now, I did want to add something into the mix today, and Sam, you know what it is, that link, if we can get the right link. This was a Dan Smoot report from 1960s following the assassination of JFK and how all of the chorus for gun control started coming forth. And now he says something very interesting here at the very end. He said, not only should no gun control on the federal level be allowed, but we should repeal the 1934 and 1938 prohibitions on gun ownership vis-a-vis the Cosa Nostra. And they started that because of the illegal industry of liquor. You remember who started it? Prohibition? It was them. They did it so they could get control of the industry, and they used the machine gun. They don't want anybody but them to have them. I want to see if we can roll that old Dan Smoot report right now, because there are words of wisdom that we need to hear again today. Let's have it.
When the Bretton Woods Conference was held in
1940... No, that's not the right one. That's not the right one, Sam. The parameters. You have to go back to the parameters here. Start at this number, and it would be, let's see, I believe it is 3515. Start at 3515, okay? All right, here we go.
After a message from my sponsor. The assassination of President Kennedy precipitated a rash of demands for more stringent federal firearms control. The National Firearms Act of 1934 and the Federal Firearms Act of 1938 contain practically all prohibitions which most advocates of more federal laws in the field claim to want. How much good have these old federal laws accomplished? None. Mr. John Schooley, who has had 30 years' experience as the head of a large metropolitan police department and as a sheriff, testifies, quote, "In my many years of law enforcement, I cannot recall one case where the provisions of the Federal Firearms Act prevented one criminal from securing a firearm, nor can I recall one instance when a crime was prevented by the provisions of the Act. At the same time, you will find that many honest citizens have been unnecessarily harassed by the terms of our federal firearms legislation already in effect. Such legislation does nothing more than curtail the ownership of firearms by law-abiding citizens. The criminal can never be denied the tools of his profession by legislation directed at the tool and not at him." End quote. Statistics from FBI uniform crime reports on the kinds of tools used in aggravated assaults reveal that guns are used in 12.7% of the cases. Objects suitable for cutting or stabbing in 44%, blunt objects 24%, personal weapons, hands, fists, feet, 12.3%. Poisons, acids, and other weapons are used in the remaining 7% of all reported cases of aggravated assault. If the advocates of gun control laws really think they can eliminate crimes of violence by outlawing weapons used in such crimes, what do they propose to do about human hands, feet, teeth, knees, and heads, not to mention kitchen utensils, razor blades, broken bottles, ice picks, and so on? Much of the current agitation for stringent anti-gun laws implies that the murder of President Kennedy was possible because Dallas, in particular, and Texas in general, have no effective gun control laws. It is a fact that Texans are not required to license or register their guns, though it is illegal for criminals to possess guns. New York, on the other hand, has very restrictive gun control laws. In 1963, 548 murders were committed in New York City, 113 in Dallas. There were more murders last year in New York City alone than in the entire state of Texas. Today we have more restrictive firearms regulations than ever before, and today there are more crimes of violence, more in actual number and more in proportion to the total population than ever before. This is not coincidental, it is inevitable. Criminal violence against law-abiding citizens will always increase as citizens are restricted in their right to defend themselves. A free man must have unrestricted right to own and use personal weapons in the defense of his family, his home, and his own person against any kind of marauder, whether the marauder be a soldier of an invading army, an agent of an internal political conspiracy, or a common criminal. It is probably no exaggeration to say that an American citizenry, well armed with personal firearms and possessing the knowledge to use them effectively and properly, would provide more defense against invasion by a foreign enemy or against internal attempt to seize power than all of the national defense which President Johnson plans to buy with $51.2 billion tax dollars in the next fiscal year. The early history of our nation tends to prove this assertion, and the example of Switzerland confirms it. Our forefathers believed that a citizen's right to keep and bear arms free from federal restriction was basic and inalienable. Indeed, this right is so fundamental to freedom that tyranny must follow if it is abrogated. It is suicidal to require the registration of the weapons of citizens in a free country. France had such a law before the Second World War. The Nazis confiscated the records and the weapons, making effective resistance impossible until the British and Americans smuggled weapons in. It was a firearms registration and control law which enabled communists to disarm Czechoslovakian patriots and thus make the patriots of that country helpless when the communists decided to take over. Many Americans remember the impassioned pleas of the British for personal firearms to defend their homes and families in 1940, when a Nazi invasion of England seemed imminent. The British had been disarmed by their own government with severe firearms control legislation. Many Americans also remember that when our armies overran Europe toward the end of World War II, we confiscated and used, wherever possible, the records of people who had been forced by their own governments to register their firearms. In 1939 and 1940, Finland, with a population of only 4 million, but with an unusually large number of trained riflemen, was able to resist and humiliate the mammoth armies of the USSR, whose population totaled about 170 million. Why was Sergeant Alvin York so effective in World War I? Because Alvin York had grown up in a free part of the world where a good rifle was a more important part of a man's personal equipment than shoes were. In May 1919, a group of Allied intelligence officers raided the headquarters of a revolutionary group in Dusseldorf, Germany. One document which they seized was entitled Rules for Bringing About a Revolution. One of the three basic rules: cause the registration of all firearms on some pretext with a view to confiscating them and leaving the population helpless. In the light of such publicly known facts and the experience of many nations, any proposal for any kind of federal firearms control legislation must at least be stupidly conceived. Some current proposals appear to be worse than stupid. Shortly after the assassination of President Kennedy, Dr. Edward Condon, former head of the National Bureau of Standards, presently a professor at the University of Colorado, wrote to Attorney General Robert Kennedy demanding federal firearms legislation which would require police to register and keep all privately owned firearms, letting owners obtain their guns only for specified purposes and for short durations of time, and requiring the owners, while in possession of their guns, to wear easily visible identification. Dr. Condon also demanded that something be done about training in the U.S. Armed Forces because, he said, Lee Harvey Oswald was thoroughly skilled in the art of killing while in the Marine Corps. On February 11, 1964, the National Council of Churches reprinted a statement by Alfred Hassler, Executive Secretary of the Fellowship of Reconciliation, an extremist pacifist organization. Hassler alleged that in the United States, there is a widespread acceptance of violence, including murder, as a valid instrument for achieving ends believed to be important. Hassler wants abolition of all means of violence, including our armed forces. Internationalists who demand national disarmament are among those demanding federal firearms laws to disarm the citizenry. But American patriots who love God and their country know that the major threat to the peace and happiness of the people of the United States is the drive toward world order under a world authority, which will come immediately after the disarmament of individuals and nations who believe in freedom and independence. A large number of gun control bills have been introduced in the present Congress. The one which the Department of Justice favors and which is likely to be given the most serious consideration by Congress is sponsored by Senator Thomas J. Dodd.
And we'll come right back right after this message, folks. Stay tuned.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Let's get right back to it now, where we left off. Go ahead. Yep, yep. No, there's a few more seconds there, I believe. You might want to just recue it. But anyway, all right, we don't have to worry about it. The point he was making at the very end, which should be there, is the federal gun control legislation that passed in 1934. That was the new Congress under Roosevelt, FDR, and also in 1938 were federal laws that were passed during a time when you had prohibition And you had the mob. You had the Cosa Nostra mob that we've talked about so many times with Art on this program, actually criminalizing alcohol so that they could capture the market. And that's when you had all of these gang wars and so forth. So clearly it was aimed at disarming the public eventually. And that's why those laws, too, should be repealed by right, because they have no place in our country with a federal constitution in the Second Amendment. Okay, I think we have time for a couple of phone calls now. We have Ed first from Utah, I believe. Come on up, Ed. How are you?
Not too bad, Rick. Good to talk to you, gentlemen. I did miss the first part of your show, so if you've covered this, I want to comment on this gun control concerning Oliver North, the new head of the NRA. And and I say head lightly. I'm telling you right now, some people were wondering why there was a less major media vitriol after the Parkland 2, the Texas shooting, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact is, it's almost a giveaway to me that the Israelis have their agent in place, Mr. Ari North, heading up the NRA. This man was featured in the Forward. You had a caller last week, I think, make mention of that. They praised him for being a good watchman for the Israelis here. But moreover, I want to remind people, as Terry Reid, in that famous book in the 90s, in the Clinton Chronicles era, Terry Reid wrote Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, where he exposed Mr. John Caffey, CIA codename for Ollie North, as being a major man involved in the gun running and possibly involved in all the crimes that we speak of, murder. Look what happened to Gary West for trying to expose Ollie North and that gang. So when you look at Ollie North coming aboard, they're not as unsettled. And this is to replace Wayne LaPierre. And I mean this in full-throated way, because Wayne LaPierre, as I told you a few weeks back, at CPAC, he had them neocons unsettled at the CPAC when he said these elitists. And then he went on to name six American Jews at the head. They were panicked. They had...
This is the thing. The question I have, Ed, is this seemed to have happened quickly overnight since then, didn't it? This little coup d'etat with the NRA.
You got it. And so I'm really worried now for Wayne LaPierre. I do believe he does know what's going on. And I don't want him to stay at the NRA if this is going to happen. This might be a time for him to loan his name and move the get Larry Pratt going. I'm a proud GOA member of Gun Owners of America, but there's more Larry Pratt could have been doing for the last
few
years.
Larry Pratt himself has compromised. We can go back to that some other time. We don't have time now.
Right.
But Larry Pratt, I know personally. I met him, and he knows who the enemy is. But unfortunately, Larry has compromised when it came to some of the programs that we were doing at the time. He bowed to the needs of the Messiah, you know, the fake Messiah, my friend. All right, Ed, we're out of time. I'm sorry I couldn't get to the other callers. We just don't have time again. Call earlier next time, and we'll be back, God willing, next week, same time, same network. And just want to say happy Memorial Day to our listeners. Goodbye, and Yahweh bless his elect.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.